November 24th marks the anniversary of Philip Jackson Appreciation Day in Haines to honor a resident who was wrongfully convicted and imprisoned. And we'll take a look at the Thanksgiving festivities in Skagway this holiday weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. In Haines, November 24th marks the anniversary of Philip Jackson Appreciation Day. The day honors the Haines resident who was wrongfully convicted of arson and imprisoned for 4.5 years in the 1970s. The state has not fully exonerated him, even though another man confessed to the crime. When Philip Jackson was cleared in 2002, Haines Mayor Mike Case declared a holiday in his name. The proclamation reads, quote, "Recently, Philip was exonerated of a crime he always said he didn't commit. The citizens of Haines are very pleased that this great burden has been lifted from him." Haines resident Philip Jackson is now 69 years old and says the 2002 dedication was a special day and a chance to put what happened behind him.
I was just totally shocked, you know, that the truth finally came out.
Jackson is Tlingit and grew up in Haines. In 1973, the 21-year-old was accused of arson at the Haines school. He maintained his innocence but was swiftly convicted and sent to prison.
The trial lasted 3.5 days, and everybody kept pointing their finger at me, you know, and I'm going like, wow, you know, this is unreal.
Jackson served 4.5 years and spent 3.5 on parole, a total of 8 years bound to the correction system.
So I lost a lot. I could have been a gill netter. I had to sell my permit. I was forced to sell it.
Jackson was cleared when another Haines man confessed to setting the fire at the school. He says the man was an Alcoholics Anonymous and inspired to make amends for his actions 30 years ago.
I was actually dumbfounded, but I'm just glad that he, you know, he spoke up. But as far as I'm concerned with the state, you know, I don't like the way they treated me and just ignored my truthfulness.
The state of Alaska has still not exonerated Jackson, citing a lack of clear and convincing evidence. In prison, Jackson helped start one of the first Native cultural awareness programs in the state.
Native cultural awareness, we've got 2 teachers, a math and an English teacher, so the Natives who didn't have their GED got their GED. And then as time went on, we were able to get tools and everything and whatever, you know, that these artists had, and, you know, a lot of them were really good artists.
When Jackson got out, he stayed connected to his heritage and moved on with his life. He said it took several years before he decided to come back to Haines, but moved back and worked in various trades, fishing and logging, then as a longshoreman, and later as a maintenance man for the senior village. Jackson is retired now. He says he's enjoying his life, his friends, and volunteering his time to help his community.
Heck, I could have had my own home. I could have been rich, you know, but I'm rich in my own way. You know, I help out people. I'm a Native. I'm a Tlingit. And my job is I take care of all my elders around here, pick berries for everybody, and get fish for people, and me and my buddy, and we don't ask for anything in return, you know, just a smile on the face, you know, and so that's what I do.
Jackson says he feels honored by Haines recognizing his exoneration, and it's a sense of pride and dignity restored. The holiday season in Skagway tends to bring out the festive spirit. This Thanksgiving weekend, the town is hosting a 5K race, a toy swap, and a shop local program. KHNS's Mike Swayze talked with the Skagway Visitors Department's Wendy Anderson for a breakdown of the events.
Okay, let's talk about what's coming up this weekend that Skagwegians can participate in. What are the big events happening?
Well, Skagway always goes big for the holidays, and this year is no exception. Starting off on the 25th, Beth over at the pizza station is doing her annual turkey trot. So if folks want to justify eating as much as they want on Thanksgiving Day, they can get out there and do the turkey trot starting at 10:30 in the morning. And they might even win some pies on that one. The nice thing about that is all the proceeds for the turkey trot are going to the Skagway High School class of 2024. So you can get out and get some exercise before eating a whole bunch and help support our school kids.
Is it a 5K like it's been in the past?
It is a 5K. It's walk or run. Registration starts at 10 a.m. Race starts at 10:30. So there is a $10 entry fee. And then first place for the male and female prize is a homemade apple pie.
Woo! Gosh.
So you better get down there.
Yeah, but I'm not very fast because I like too much pie.
Well, you might have to rely on your other friends for your pie needs then if you're going to compete against some of our faster folks in town.
All right. Okay. What else is happening this weekend?
Saturday, November 27th, the library will be doing a holiday toy swap. So people can bring in their gently used toys and swap them out for other toys. It's a wonderful way to both save some money and be a little more environmentally conscious, which I think is something we all need to look at doing these days. It starts at 2 o'clock and it runs to 4 o'clock there at the library. And then also people should be getting out on Saturday because the Skagway Development Corporation once again is sponsoring their Shop Small Saturday. It's a nationwide effort to support small businesses. And boy, after the last couple of years, we really need to be mindful about supporting our small businesses. The Skagway Development Corporation is going to be doing a drawing. You can go to their website and learn more about the particulars of their program. But then also from Thanksgiving through Christmas Eve, the Skagway Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring their Shop in Skagway program as well. And that one, you can enter your name for drawings to win cash prizes. And those prizes are going to be drawn at the Eagles on Christmas Eve during their Christmas program.
Oh, nice. And then anything else of note?
Well, I'd say this weekend, also folks might want to get out and get their holiday decorations up and start putting some lights out, because this year, for the second year in a row, Royal Caribbean is sponsoring a holiday and lights decorating competition where both businesses and residents that put up lights and then enter the competition are entered for cash prizes. And then everyone who enters the competition will be put in for a drawing for a cruise for two in the Caribbean for this next coming year.
Oh, really? You can win a cruise by putting up Christmas lights?
You can win a cruise. In fact, the Jensens, Becky and Rod Jensen last year, they won a cruise for their Hawaiian holiday Christmas decorations. So they're going to be taking a cruise here this winter because they decided to brighten up the community a bit.
That is awesome. All right, Wendy, thank you so much.
You bet, Mike. Thank you.
That was Skagway Visitors Department's Wendy Anderson speaking with KHNS's Mike Swayze. Also, the Log Cabin Ski Society will start grooming cross-country ski trails at West Creek on Friday morning, as long as the snow doesn't turn to slush. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts. What you say?